You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Our buddy Ben Standing covers the Commanders for The Athletic. Are you an uncrustable guy, Ben?
I had never really had one, but they often have them sitting out for the players at in Ashburn. And one day I was in the store, like, you know what? Let me try this thing. It's not bad.
It's a nice pick me up when you need it.
Yeah, the first time I did it, when you take it out of the refrigerator and have it sit out for like 30 minutes, that was weird. But other than that, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, Ben, the young people will not stop talking about it. I mean, it's to the point now I'm obviously dug in and I'm never having one just because of how much I've heard about it. You know what I mean? It's like finding the show too late that everyone tells you have to watch. I now have to have an Uncrustable and I'm not gonna. Where are you at on that?
Well, you know, last year I get a message in our Slack system from one of the guys on our staff who often does a lot of like quirky stories, and he asks me if I can find out how many Uncrustables the Commanders go through in a week or month or whatever. And I'm like, oh, what? I'm asking, what now?
What?
And he explains, I'm like, okay. So eventually we found out the answer. And then he wrote a story about a league wide about that. All these teams apparently are really into this. And I don't know if it won awards, but like, it was very well recognized at our place for one of the biggest stories of the year in terms of, views and stuff. People were into it, so there must be a cult of Uncrustables that I'm unaware of, but yeah, apparently people are into it.
Ben, I'm burying the lead. What a day. Congratulations to you and to me and to everybody else. One of the great days in organizational history. Good for the whole city, I would say, even if you're not a football fan. The Commanders will finally be on Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks with the NFC East. They will only be a quarter of the show, which is a shame, but they will finally be on Hard Knocks. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the only time. I mean, I remember when they had the brawl with the Houston Texans at training camp. That made Hard Knocks. So that's the only time I recall them even being on it that much. It's interesting. I mean, yeah, it would have been cool if they were on it, you know, as the main focus. But it'll make it a little more interesting. I don't even know, though. They're not going to be out there all year, right? Well, they're only going to be really out there just for, like, maybe sometime in the second half of the season, because that's when the show is going to be late in the year. So it won't even be that much. But, yeah, why not? A little bit of behind-the-scenes acting.
So, obviously, they don't really have much say in it. I think the way the relationship works now is it's happening in the league and HBO and whoever picks. But do you get the sense this is welcome news over there? Is it just kind of neutral? Is it negative? Is it positive? How do you think?
Well, I think if you're going to have it, this is the one to do, right? Because it is only a partial. I remember last year when the Giants had the, everything was going on. We saw free agency in the draft and the whole Saquon drama. And as that was going on, I remember, you know, talking to some people over there, and they're just like, oh, Lord, no, that looks awful to have that type of examination of your situation. So, yeah, I think this should be, you know, we're assuming that there's not some sort of in-season drama going on here that, you know, they don't want people to look at. I think this is definitely the one to get. So, you know, if it's going to have to happen, this is not a bad way to go. Plus, like, even within the division, you have Dallas always, you know, a team that's to get most attention. And then I'm sure a lot of people are going to be curious about the Giants after last year. And then the other team is the reigning Super Bowl champion. So even within that, there it's, you know, not to say that they're fourth, because obviously a lot of people are intrigued by Washington this year. But, you know, you can make an argument that they'll be the team that's going to get the least amount of, you know, potential interest, relatively speaking, to a New York market, the Super Bowl champs in Dallas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I didn't even think about, Ben, the idea of Joe Shane being back on Hard Knocks, which derailed his career completely. I mean, can you imagine how crestfallen he must have been?
Like, we're never getting the offseason Hard Knocks again because of the Giants.
Because of him?
Yeah.
And how badly that went. I hope they don't send the same camera people and producers, because there's no way he's got a soft spot in his heart for anybody who was in that building before. You know the coaches, the players better than any of us. Who do you think, just from a personality standpoint, is going to end up really starring? Like, who could you see the cameras gravitating to and falling in love with as far as the Commanders go?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously Jaden's going to get massive attention, but, yeah, he's not necessarily, he's not necessarily like some amazing quote, or at least he wasn't last year. That's a good question. I mean, I think some of the new guys, actually, like Debo Samuel could be pretty interesting. I don't know him. I've been around him enough, but just based on what I've seen and, you know, his situation, that could be an interesting one for sure. I think Bobby Wagner, he a future Hall of Famer. He's got such a force in that locker room. It's not so much he's got like this like outgoing personality, but he is a force of nature and a really interesting guy to talk to. So I could see him being somebody that you would, be interested in. And, I think the Marshon Lattimore situation will be interesting. He's not necessarily, I don't see him being like, wanting to be front of camera. But, you know, again, like what's going on there? I'll also say, oddly, like the offensive line, like when we go in there, is often like a group that we end up talking to more than you might think, just because offensive linemen typically are, the camera shy, but they're not, I'm not saying they're going to be ready for the camera, but like Sam Cosmi is typically really good for sure. And, you got a first round pick this year. You got Laramie Tunsil. So I think the offensive line could get a lot of attention depending on, what's going on that time of year.
Ben Standing with us here on G&D. Terry McLaurin, what's going on? Is it acrimonious? Is it just business? What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, what Jordan Schultz said, that put out that he wasn't at voluntary practice today, and I haven't definitively confirmed it. From what I gather, that is accurate. I don't put it as much of anything at this point. I mean, I know we make a big deal about everybody going to these things. Again, it is voluntary. There are plenty of teams around the league that don't have 100% attendance. For like OTAs, let alone voluntary. You know, some of this stuff where there's not as much on the there's no real on the field work. So I don't put too much into it right now. Yes, he is, you know, in discussion for an extension. I caught up with him 2 weeks ago. He had he was available for speaking about a charity initiative that he's working with in Loudoun County to help at-risk teens sort of get ready for the job market, and some interesting things that his group is doing. And while there, I kind of sidled up to him and said, "Hey, you know, kind of where are things right now with your contract?" He's like, "Hey, you know, we're talking. That's, you know, best I can say." And he seemed pretty optimistic, though, that things were going to get done. And I'd be surprised if something doesn't ultimately get done. Now, this, even when it happened 3 years ago, and he did get a deal done, he did miss eventually some practice time. So perhaps it comes to that. But I'm not worrying about anything at this stage until I hear otherwise.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. And when they've gotten deals done, and some of this was the previous regime, but it's been both groups, I feel like, whether it was McLaurin or Allen or what they've done the last year or two, it's oftentimes right around the training camp time, to your point. I wonder, though, and I promise I'm not concerned. I'm sure that he wants to be here and they want him. How could it not work out? But what is the hesitation, or why wouldn't they have done it by now, other than just the order of business? It's not like they're overly busy over the last few weeks in the football operation. It would seem to me it's super easy. Like, you make the call, you talk to his agent, you hash this thing out. There can't be too much of a crazy negotiation. I can't imagine he's asking for, you know, $32 million a year. Like, what would be a holdup for it not to happen now? It just seems like a no-brainer in all directions.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a deadline creates deals probably type situation. You know, even last year when he was up the last time, that was an off season where a lot of receivers were getting, you know, paid. There were a lot of players who were kind of in this market. So, you know,
it was like AJ Brown, Debo, that mm-hmm. whole draft class, right?
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah. So I think, you know, look, I don't know. For all I know, half the organization went on vacation, and because they, you know, just finished up free agency in the draft, and they'll all get to it. So I don't get the sense. Now, I guess the one question would be, if we want to say, hey, what's the potential hang up? You know, obviously, what are going to be the final terms? If you look at the receivers out there, you know, the receiver contracts out there, you know, there's a glut of guys at about $28 million, including like T. Higgins, who signed obviously this offseason signed an extension with the Bengals. DK Metcalf, following the trade with the Steelers, he got about, like, I want to say 32. And then there's also a bunch of guys in that, you know, right around that 30 range. So to me, it's just maybe just where does he fit in? He's obviously a little bit older than most of the guys. If you look at like the top 10 paid receivers, I think only Tyreek Hill is older than him, or older than he will be in September. So, you know, maybe there's some of that type of discussion. You know, they don't want to pay him what, you know, he's going to be, you know, if it's a 3 or 4 year deal, he could be, you know, 33, 34 when it's done. Maybe there's some question about that. But, you know, ultimately, he's highly productive, excellent teammate, role model. You know, he's easily the best receiver on the team. And, you know, they're doing everything they can to enhance Jaden Daniels. You wouldn't want to take away his best, receiver target. So, again, there could be a discussion. I'm sure his side is going to say, look at the year he just had, two-time all-pro, you know, all these things, 13 touchdowns. But, you know, eventually I think it gets done. You know, like I said, where he slots in, I'm sure there's some discussion about that, but I'd be surprised if it ultimately is a huge deal.
How would you compare McLaurin 2025 to McLaurin early in his career? I remember his first game, he caught that 75-yard touchdown deep post against the Eagles. He used to be like a 16-yard-per-catch guy at one point in time. But you can make the case last year, he had 82 catches, second best ever. at 13 touchdowns, which is like two or three seasons worth for the rest of his career. And would you say he's better, or just the quarterback play and usage was different? And how does that factor into this?
Well, look, we all wondered throughout his entire career, what would he do if he had a real quarterback? And, we finally saw that last year. So, I mean, to a certain degree, it's always a little hard to compare by the numbers, certainly, him now versus the other points of his career, because, he just always felt like he was limited by the circumstances. He was incredibly productive. When we talk about the team this year, right, we say, are they going to be able to sustain the success last year when you have a harder schedule? They had some good injury fortune last year, winning all these games in the end. Is that going to be sustainable, et cetera? I mean, to a degree, you could look at it with him in the sense of 13 touchdowns. I mean, that's way more than he had at any point of his career, except that Jaden Daniels looks like the part. Cliff Kingsbury is still here. So who knows if he's going to get 13 again. But, he's an incredible – even if he's lost a step to, he's still very fast and all that. He's an accomplished route runner. He's excellent at contested catches. He basically plays – all the time. So, I think the experience, the savvy, all that outweighs even if there is any type of athletic diminishing just based on, age and wear and tear. But, he certainly looks the part, and he'll be easily their number one guy once again.
Yeah, Ben, you touched on this, and this is what I wanted to drill down on. He'll be 30, and that's pretty atypical for guys to sign that, that big deal. He's the only guy. You mentioned Tyreek Hill, the only other person in that club here among the highly paid AAV receivers. I'm wondering, and again, I don't know what I don't know here in terms of why it hasn't happened just yet. As you said, it could be just a couple of return phone messages. It could be imminent, or who knows? But I wonder if that's a sticking point where, you're left at the end going, we see the trend line and he's good. No one's saying he's not good, but are we in the business of overpaying guys in for multiple years that may be diminishing at some point? Again, I'm asking the question. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I mean, look, of the guys who were the top, I don't think he's going to get to the top level where say Jamar Chase is, Justin Jefferson, and CeeDee Lamb is another guy who's, very, very high. I think he's third among these receivers, I want to say 34 million. Now, if you ignored age and looked at everything else, including what they mean to the organization, the role model aspect, all that stuff, I can make an argument that, you'd rather have Terry McLaurin than CeeDee Lamb, but CeeDee Lamb is younger. CeeDee Lamb's athletically probably a more explosive player. Probably he is. But if you're Terry's side, you're like, well, wait a minute. Let's look at the stats. Let's look at what he means, for the organization, for the community. You guys are trying to establish what it means to be a commander. How on earth would this guy not qualify? So if you're going to say all these things about what you're looking for, it seems like you'd be going against yourself if you don't give him that kind of money.
Yeah.
But that's where maybe the age comes in. Well, okay, but CeeDee Lamb is, 25, 26, somewhere in that range? And Terry McLaurin, it is wild that he's already going to be, 30, but that's just the reality. So, I think that's got to be some factor. I think even just to tie it in with, say, the Trey Hendrickson situation, and I'm not talking about him coming to Washington, but just the contract, it's sort of the same deal. He's one of the older edge rushers. There's only I think it was maybe one or two guys who are basically his age right now who are getting paid more than him. But most of those guys are younger, so I'm sure the organization's like, hey, you're really, really good, but you're also older. So, yeah, I think that has to be some factor, but, his side would argue, well, again, look at the production, look what he means to this group. So, buzz off if you're going to claim that our guy is slowing down or going to be slowing down anytime soon.
Buzz off. I've not heard that in a long time. That's like in high school or something, you watch a movie that was made in the 80s.
Why don't you make like a tree and leave?
Why don't you buzz off? Ben Stanga of The Athletic. Before you buzz off, Ben, I have one more. We've kept you too long, but I want to ask you about the tush push. Washington was one of 22 teams that voted on banning it. Obviously, we know about the Frankie Louvu moment in the NFC Championship game. I imagine that they'd be the last team to ever use the tush push because they don't want Jaden Daniels weighing what he does underneath of 20 bodies. But could we maybe see them put Mariota in and do a tush push or something? I do think there are more teams that are going to try to take advantage of this rule if it's allowed to be operated with for another year.
Yeah, I mean, look, we saw last year towards the end of the year that they would bring in Mariota in that spot, you know, move Jaden outside just to get him out of the way. You're right, I don't see them using Jaden in that kind of situation. And just frankly, even beyond not wanting him to get hurt, just his body frame is just different. Like Jalen Hurts is just a really, you know, not only is he a fast quarterback, but he's very got powerful legs, things like that. So yeah, I don't know if I see that, but yeah, you wonder, is there other things that they could do in that circumstance to take advantage of it? And yeah, I would imagine that other teams will. If it's going to be around, you might as well find a way to take advantage of it. I think that's one of the things. Like, I don't love the play. If they had banned it, I'd been fine. But you know, to the Eagles' credit, it's not like everybody else can't do it, and nobody does it nearly as well as they do. So, and that's even with, you know, Jason Kelce retired. They've changed the center, and that's, you know, a huge point of this. So, you know, kudos to the Eagles for making it work. But yeah, I would think other teams, if it's going to be around, you know, you might as well figure out a way to get it done, considering how highly effective the Eagles have shown that play can be.
Ben, thank you as always, buddy. Have a great rest of your week.
Likewise, guys. Thanks.
See you, buddy.
See you, buddy. Ben Standing, outstanding worth in the Athletic. You can check him out there. Next on Grant and Danny, we had a council member from D.C. on yesterday in studio, Robert White. If you missed the interview, you should podcast it sometime tonight when we're on thefandc.com. He was great.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.